It is April 12th, 2024, and it's 3:39 p.m. So I just got back from downtown. I spent the whole day downtown. I ended up leaving super early this morning, around 6:30, to get a early bird in the parking lot. But unfortunately, I got in around 7, just after 7:30. Apparently, early bird is before 7:30. So let's just say that I have to pay the full price of the parking spot. So it is what it is. So it's kind of funny. So when I got to my parents' place, because I ended up working there before my meeting at 11 o'clock, the address I'm supposed to go to looks very familiar. So I was like, this address looks familiar. So I Google mapped it, and it was going to one of the buildings that I helped actually build. So I'm not going to tell you what it is because I just don't want to tell you. But it was downtown. When I saw it, I'm like, oh, I know this facility. I know exactly what everything is. So I ended up checking my old my notes, because I kept all my notes in OneNote. And I just Googled the name of the facility and it showed up. I'm like, oh my gosh, that's the site. So I cross-referenced the places, the stuff that I need to review and all that stuff. That's when I realized, oh my gosh, I worked on this project and all that good stuff. So fast forward, I got there around 11 o'clock. I spoke to my contact, and we were walking around, and I asked them, hey, did you guys do anything since the building was built in 2016? And they confirmed, like, no, we haven't changed a single thing since 2016. I'm like, oh, wow, this is amazing. So this is great. So when I was doing my walkthrough, I literally just have to verify if the original equipment that I put there is still there. And if it is, I have all the calculations, all my notes and how they build it and all that stuff is in my notes. So I'm like, perfect. So what I ended up doing is just verify everything is still the original. And I check my notes again when I go back to my parents' place. I said, like, yep, nope, I have everything I need to do this work. So it's perfect. So it was just nice to show up in a building that you've worked on. And everything looks great. And when I asked the client, I told the client that this place looks like it's still the same place that it was opened in 2016. And they're like, oh no, the building was was super well maintained since they opened. So it was really nice to see that, because some places that I worked on when I went back there a few years later, it was worn out already. And it's not because of the builders or anything like that. It was just like, it was well used. It was incredibly well used. So it was just nice to see a building that I worked on that it looks practically brand new. So it was nice. Yeah. So that was my morning. And after that, I ended up having lunch with my dad and my brother, and just spend time with both of them for a bit, and just to plan out for the weekend, because we are doing a couple of things. One of them is visiting my mom's niche to do the 30 day thing, and after that we're gonna have lunch at a Filipino grocery store chain. I'm not gonna tell you what it is. Well, I'm gonna tell you, it's Seafood City. So they have a kitchen / barbecue place inside. So I'm heading down there tomorrow with everyone just to have dinner. I have to have lunch, actually, at lunch. And after that, just go home and enjoy the rest of the day. So that's the plan for tomorrow. But for today, it was just that. So I ended up going downtown. I was planning to take transit down, but it was pouring rain. It was disgustingly pouring rain, and when I was driving downtown, it was just fog. Like, the fog was so thick, it was just hard to see in front of you. It was just really thick. It did lighten up halfway to my trip downtown this morning, and it was fine when I got down into the city, but yeah, it was really thick, and the roads were very slick. And I don't understand why people don't know how to drive, because when you accelerate really fast in a wet pavement, your tires are going to skid, especially if you have a truck, rear-wheel drive, and the truck is empty. You're just going to be skidding all over the place. And this guy in front of me did not learn his lesson. He just gunned it, and the guy was just, like, all over the place. And I'm like, you're lucky you didn't hit anybody or cause any accident. If you do, I have a very strict rule. If you end up causing the accident, I will stop and give you a hand to make sure that you're okay. After that, then I'll smack him. It's like, you are an idiot. So, but no, the guy didn't catch any issues, so he just drove along. And but yeah, no, it was pretty slick actually. It was a weird temperature last night. It rained. It was cold enough that it will in the verge of turning to ice, but not cold enough that it will freeze. You know, it's like that, like halfway between frozen and non-frozen. It's like when you put a new ice cube tray in the freezer, but you're so impatient, you got that nice, you think the ice cube is already done, but when you crack it open, it's still water inside. So that's what we got last night. So overnight, I mean. So when this morning was, it felt that way. And also, temperature-wise, it was just weird because when I got to downtown, parked the car, when I was walking to my parents' place, it wasn't chilly. It wasn't warm. It was mild. It was mild damp. And when I was walking to my meeting downtown, another car that's very loud and going to stoplight really, really fast. But so I was saying that I was walking to my site. It was cold. Like, it was cold enough that I was wearing a toque with my hoodie up, with my jacket hood up to protect me from the rain. And plus the wind, it hurts when you walk because the rain was hitting your face so hard that it just feels like someone's throwing you needles, right? That's how cold it was. And going back after my meeting, it was warm again. It was mild temperature. It was just baffling. And when I got back to my parents' place and dropped off my stuff, about half an hour later, we went out for lunch, and it was the opposite again. It was raining, it was like windy, and the wind was picking up, so it was just all over the place. So this is the time that it's just so hard to figure out what you want to wear. Right, you want to wear something warm, but you're gonna be warm for the weather, but you'll be sweating. But if you decide to wear something lightweight and cool, like lightweight but not too warm, you're gonna be cold. So this is the days that you just sit back and just like hope for the best. It's not gonna be too much going forward. So, but it's they did change the weather to not snowing anymore, so that's fine for tomorrow. But yeah, so I'm hoping so last night after I did the log, I did some adjustment in the recorder. I did turn on the compressor because I found out that everything I did to in the recorder, putting dynamic processing like compressor, limiter, or whatever, EQ, are being done both record and to the two channel mix, the master mix. So everything you do records in the post side. So any effects you do, it will be recorded per track, right? So that actually answered a lot of good questions, because when I did my test, the gate was kicking in. When I did my test, the gate was kicking in, the compressor was kicking in, and all that good stuff. So that actually makes sense, but it does makes my life a lot easier, I think. So now the compressor is on. So at least it's just gonna make everything tighter. I did not put in the gate on because the gate setting is low, medium, hard. The low side it's good. It's a very, very fast attack, very slow release. So in other words, it gates, but it opens up very fast, but it slowly closes it. So you hear this sort of like a very faint closing on the gate. Medium was actually faster to close the gate. So it opens up, then closes it very, very fast. So it's a very good medium setting. For the hard was actually kind of interesting because it was aggressive. the threshold was set up so high that when you need to be a certain dB before it kicks in. And if you're in a loud environment, then yeah, that makes a lot of sense because you have to speak louder. So that makes a lot of sense. So going forward, if I'm going to be doing a recording in a very noisy area, then yeah, definitely I'll be setting up the gate. We'll be more in a medium setting, but never going to be in an aggressive hard setting, right? But the compressor, I only have two options, compressor or limiter. So I set up a compressor just again to just tighten everything up. I don't want to limit the noise, the level itself, because I am recording 32 bit, so there's no point. So I'm just gonna leave it in compress mode and just again to tighten everything up. So when I normalize it, it gives a fighting chance just to keep it, you know, normalized. the preamps in the record itself is good. They're not like amazingly good, but they're good. They're not like centrist good, but it's very, very good. So I'm just gonna keep it where it's ready now and see how it's gonna proceed going forward. I also noticed as well too, when I do a preset, I can do multiple presets of the same app. For example, I can have a manual mode app dedicated just for this log, and I have another one for another podcast, or another one and I can do a podcast app preset with mix minus. So there's a lot of things that I can use going forward for this. I think that will work very, very well. Yeah, it's gonna be a short one today, guys. By the way, I am waiting for one more thing to come in. It's a case for the microphone. Like I mentioned yesterday, I did check the length of my shotgun mic, my MKE 600 with the Ryko windsock, and it's 12 inches, and the case itself interior is 12 inches. So I do have a little wiggle room to make it shorter, but yeah, I'm definitely not gonna have any more wiggle room when I put this thing in a case. I do have room for the stand and possibly the short boom pole, the 6-inch one, just in case. I'm also considering bringing in a lavalier microphone too, just in case I want to do a two-person. But we'll see if that's going to be the case. But that's going to be a future thing to worry about. Right now, the goal is to have a setup ready to go for me to bring with me and travel with me, and have it with me for this podcast log channel. And it's a great proof of concept going forward as well too. I think I'm sort of narrowing down what kind of show that I'm planning to pitch to the studio. It's getting there. Tons of ideas in my head, but I think I know which concept I'm planning to put forward. And hopefully it goes well. And it's 5:37 p.m. and I got a little story to tell you. My Marco ball, I'm very, very impressed and proud that my little cat baby, my fur baby, was doing his thing in a hallway, like he's walking and hanging out and all that good stuff. And the elevator doors open. Normally, when he hears the elevator doors open, he runs inside. This time, he stood his ground. A man came out with a dog. He literally sat there, looked at the dog, and not impressed and not scared. I'm like, that's right, my Mark Ball. You do not get intimidated from a dog. It was just one of those things that they Marco knows the dog. He's seen the dog several times now, and he normally like, oh, there's a dog here, so I'm gonna walk away and I don't want to deal with this dog. But today he stand his ground, and I felt like, to be honest with you, I'm a proud papa here, proud cat papa, that he stood his ground. I think he looked the dog up and down, saying, so I was like, yeah, that's my baby boy. He stood his ground. So yeah, it was the first time I'm seeing Marco saying, you know, I'm not gonna get intimidated with this other fur dog thing. So now he just stayed outside waiting for more people to come in. Typically, when he sees an elevator comes in, he normally runs away. But this time, he stands his ground. I think he's getting he's getting used to being outside. So a little side note here: when he goes outside, he does have a harness. He does have a leash. He is tethered in, so he's always with me. We've been training him to be in a leash and a harness for almost a year now, and he's doing really great. So the rule of thumb is when he goes outside for his walk or just hanging out, he does wear a harness. And hopefully this year we're going to get him in the elevator, just walking him in the elevator and just be, you know, walking around. I know it's a long process. I know some cat owners are like, got that cat out walking with a harness or it's an outdoor cat. But Marco is actually an indoor cat. The reason why we're getting him situated to go outside because he wants to see birds. He loves birds. So I'm not sure if you actually heard some of my recordings. You can actually hear birds in the background. The reason why is... he likes watching bird TV on YouTube. And my brother actually has a very old iPad mini. And I took it, he was giving it away. So I grabbed it and got it into my Apple account. And he's actually watching cat TV starting at 8 o'clock a.m. till roughly about 8 p.m. at night. It's just running in the background for him. It's soothing for him. For him to hear birdies is like... It's like you hearing something that's like pink noise or white noise. It's very soothing. And for him, if he gets anxious or anything like that, especially when we're away, it's great for him to just sit there and listen to it. Listen to birdies. Before his brother passed away, Billy, him and Billy always been together just hanging out and all the good stuff. Since Billy passed away, the birdies become his best friend because... we've been debating to get to adopt a new fur baby, but Marco is old enough that he knows that some things it's not Billy, right? And we brought him down to my sister. She has two cats, and he doesn't get along with them very well. We even thinking about bringing him to my cousin's place. She has two cats younger than Marco, and see how he reacts to the girls. So. We're not sure if he is ready for another brother, younger or older. So we're kind of like playing it by ear. But Marco did a very good job just hanging out and saying, this is my house. I'm not going to get intimidated to anybody. Well, granted, he thinks the hallway is his part of his house now.